You can tell Easter is awful early this year. I know in other years there have been times when the Saturday night before Easter was prom night. But this means that around now, if you have, you know, maybe have some friends with high school age children, you might be seeing some of the pictures and some of the really over-the-top ways of asking someone to come and do, go to prom with them. I mean, it's almost like proposing nowadays, it almost seems. Well, a friend of mine does have a teenage boy who was interested in taking this one girl to prom, and he finally got up the nerve to ask her, and he was overjoyed that she said yes, but now he's got to get everything together. He's got to, so he went down to the office and had to get in the ticket line to make sure he had the tickets for the prom. But then another place is where you got the tickets to go to the dinner that they did. So he had to get into the dinner ticket line and make sure he got that. And he's like, okay, well, what else? Well, I got to go get a tux. Well, there's all these other guys already at the tux shop because he's got to look nice. So he gets in line there for his tux and, gets that all squared away. And he's got to go get flowers. So he's got to go to the florist. And yes, he's got another line to wait in because he's got to get the flowers. And then his girlfriend's like, I love you all, but we're not going to prom in your car. So he had to go get a limo. We had to go arrange that and went over there and got into the line there to get, work one out. Luckily, there was still one left. And he got all these things together. And everything was fine. And, he got the flowers, got the tux. She looked amazing. They went. They were having a grand time. And while they're at the prom, she asked for him to go get him a drink. And wouldn't you know it, no punchline. Guess what? That's kind of this week, too. The joke's on us. The joke is on us. Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Crucify him. Now, I'm old enough, it's frightening to admit, that I remember early on when this Sunday was just Palm Sunday. You just marked Palm Sunday, Jesus' entry into Jerusalem at the beginning of the last week of his life and ministry. But, you probably also, some of us might remember the fact that everything shut down from noon to 3 on Friday. And you had church and midday and everything else like that. Well, as it is, now because of all these other, competitions and life in general, I mean, like, our Good Friday service is night, 6:30. Why? Because people are working, and that's just how it is. Monday, Thursday, 6:30, because people are busy. It's difficult, and, so the church over the years has modified and changed, trying to be able to meet needs and go, okay, well, if you just come on Sunday and you come the next Sunday, you're like, okay, so he died when? Because he comes in triumph on this Sunday, and the next one he rises from the dead. So what'd we miss? Something rather important. And so the church started putting Palm Passion together. And I really resisted my first call. We just did Palm Sunday. And that's partially because in that small community, there was all of the churches got together to celebrate Good Friday together, and we rotated around. Well, one year, the charismatic, non-denominational, kind of vineyard church offered to host Good Friday service. And we're like, okay, that's fine. We, let anyone do that kind of stuff. That's great. So we'll all get together and plan it, because that's what we did. And they're like, no, we've got it. We've got this all covered. And we're like, all right, tell us what you need. No, we've got it all. Don't worry about it. It's our gift to you, kind of thing. Sure, okay, fine. We show up and it's all, he wins, he's victorious, he's amazing, and everything else like that. And we're like, what? You're a couple days early, folks. But people don't get it. And I think we miss out on a great deal when we kind of gloss over this week. So he rose from the dead. Big deal. Oh, wait a minute, that means he died. What does that mean? And what does it mean about everything around it? So I started putting Palm and Passion together. And I thought that was really good, and given how long the Passion readings are, I decided that's it, I'm not going to preach. I thought that was a brilliant idea. Until one year there was this young man who was engaged to marry one of the young ladies in the congregation. And he had very minimal church background, if any. And he came to Palm Passion Sunday. A couple months later, the parents hosted a barbecue in the backyard because we were putting together the things for the wedding. And I realized the fact they set me up. But really what they were trying to do is trying to create a space for this young man to finally ask a question that had been bothering him. And he finally looked at me about partway through while eating burgers in the backyard. "So, Pastor, I'm confused. Why did you cheer Jesus being killed?" "Wait, what?" "Well, you went, 'Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, crucify him!'" "Oh." Because there was no pause. I mean, yeah, we did some other liturgical pieces, but we went from a reading of Jesus coming, riding the donkey. Had a song, too, a couple prayers. And then right into the Passion reading. We've had people chanting, "Crucify him, crucify him." "Oh." All right. Insert shameless commercial plug here for the pastor. There are a bunch of worship services this week. I strongly encourage you and invite you to come. Because yes, even for those of us who know the story, supposedly, there is important ritual actions and other aspects of the story and other gospels that might make you understand and actually rejoice more on Sunday and see less of the joke of, "So he died? Where did I miss this?" Or wonder why we're cheering, killing the Son of God. But the more and more I think about it over the years, I realize what that young man's question really is more about than even just some liturgical tweaks and a realization that we got to spend a little bit more time reading the chapters between him entering Jerusalem and him even being betrayed. Is that this Hosanna to crucify is kind of our walk with God and the final joke upon us all. Because we'd like to go, "Oh, Hosanna," and we can talk about how the fact that quite possibly the people who were immediately around Jesus when he was entering into Jerusalem were fellow Galileans who were part of the thousands that he fed and the people that he healed and cured and raised the dead and cast out evil spirits from. They had seen it, they had experienced it, and they knew it. And that on Thursday and Friday, it's about those evil Pharisees and Sadducees and scribes and temple police conspiring with the institution to put an end to this upstart. So it really wasn't me going, "Crucify," it was me going, "Hosanna." And it was just those people who were this kind of stuff that was causing the problem. And the joke's on us because we're part of it. And so much of our lives reflect how we receive Jesus in our midst by how we receive the people that we see. Does our lives reflect a Hosanna or a crucify? Are we welcoming or are we dismissive or disregarding or ignoring? Are we loving or are we hating and showing fear, which often is the root of that hate? Are we blaming the other? Are we wishing they would just go away and die? Or are we cheering and embracing? Or are we executing? The joke's on us. We do it all. We do both. And we often try to make a big deal about, well, it's because of this or because of that. But again, the big joke is on us. Because regardless if we say Hosanna or crucify, Jesus comes. Jesus comes into our midst and he goes. And for all of our decisions and our determinations and all of our justifications and all of the ways in which we decide this person deserves a Hosanna and this person deserves to be crucified or all those kinds of things that go on our head and we go, well, this is what needs to happen and those people need to stop doing that and all everything else that comes together in this one week that shows what happens almost every day in our lives, Jesus gets the last laugh on us. Because for all that we do, and all we welcome, and all we yell crucify, and all that that gets piled on, it doesn't last. It's not ultimate. It's not what endures. So tune in next Sunday and find out why. And remember that God loves you, and so do I. Amen. Amen.